Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and we're back again with DJ Flip. How you feeling, brother?
I'm great, bro. How are you?
Yo, you came iced out.
Nah.
Jordan's on.
Yeah, man. I just copped these, bro. I needed a fit for right now, dog. You feel? I don't be dripping out like you think I do, bro.
Nah?
Hell no, nah, bro. I'm not a drip guy, dog. I just get ready for like special occasions and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be in the crib, bro.
You came this fly for probably the non-flyest guy in his office?
Bro, it's because I had to, bro. I was like, man, I ain't going to just pull up like, I don't know, dog. I'm going to just, you know, throw the J's on. And
man. Yo, you listen to, but be real, bro. Like, by now you're rich.
Yeah.
But how rich are you?
I'm not super rich, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I have built a company that's made over $1 million, bro. You know what I'm saying, dog? And my company's made millions, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a fucking multimillionaire, though. You know what I'm saying? Just being 100.
You listen, man. I feel like you're being modest. Because you know L.A. streets is different, man. Feel me, right?
Yeah.
Right. Then said, listen, I am not a multimillionaire.
I ain't got shit.
I'm not a multimillionaire, bro.
I got nothing.
Yo, keep the wolves away, bro. Nah, bro. So you're actually from Palmdale.
Palmdale, California, brother. The desert.
Yo, has L.A. ever been this bad?
I don't know, because I'm not from L.A. and I never go to L.A.
Oh, you don't go to L.A.?
Nah. There's no need for me to.
Hold up. Wait, that's crazy.
My music is there. I don't gotta go there.
Wait, so then like where do you frequent it? Well, not the actual spots, because that's federal, but
bro, I be by like Six Flags and shit. You feel me? I be out there, dog. That's
yo, I never been there.
Yeah, bro. I be up north. I be out the way, bro. I got 5 kids, bro. I got a family. I don't be going out to places. I used to go to LA a lot back in the day when I used to network a lot, and I used to go to the clubs and shit and go DJ the clubs and network and meet all the promoters and artists, celebrities and all that. But I don't do none of that shit no more. I haven't gone out in years, bro.
Yo, speaking of 5 kids, I just seen you were super happy about finally getting your son, man.
Bro, I just had a boy, dog, after 4 daughters.
After 4 daughters?
4 daughters, bro.
Yo, I know for a fact that like there was a point in time where you was like, yo, I might not never get a son, yo, because...
For a fact, I think that every day, dog. I never thought I'd have a son ever, dog.
Man, how has that changed you, though?
Man, bro, seeing his little face, I'm like, I just can't believe it. Like,
I know.
It's crazy because all my daughters look like me.
Really?
And my son looked like his mom, bro.
Oh, really?
I'm like, damn, I thought he was going to be like a little mini-me or something.
Yeah.
He looked just like his mom, dog.
Oh,
he got
wow.
Dark hair. He just, I don't know, he's cute, though, bro. I fucking love him.
And she's also Hispanic?
Yeah, she's Hispanic.
Like?
She's mixed, bro. She's Guatemalan, she's like a bunch of shit, Mexican.
Is she like your Hispanic? Cause like you're white passing. So is she like your Hispanic or?
No, she's a little browner than me. She's a little browner.
Yeah.
She's a little darker, but yeah, she's like me. We speak fluent Spanish. That was the first language I spoke. I think that's
fluent Spanish?
Fluent Spanish. Sí, yo hablo puro español.
Yo, listen, I know cómo estás.
¿Cómo estás?
Por favor.
Por favor.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
You know, aya fabulosa. Come on, man. Come on, man.
You get around, bro. You been to TJ?
No.
Oh, yeah. You got to go out there, bro. I just went to Rosarito, bro. That shit was...
Pfft. Wait, hold on. What's TJ?
Tijuana, Mexico.
Yo, I heard an interesting story about that. I heard that, like, there's certain people... I think San Diego is near there, right?
Yeah, it's right. The border of San Diego and TJ.
Yeah.
Chula Vista, boom, right there.
There are Uber drivers who run up the bag, right? Like, so they're U.S. citizens, I think. So they would work here through, like, Uber drivers like that, and then just live in Tijuana. Yeah. Yo.
Bro, it's because
it's a hack.
Way cheaper, yeah. But this shit's starting to get expensive out there, too. Don't get me wrong, but I went to Rosarito, and the shit was fucking expensive, bro.
Really?
I was like, damn, I thought I was going to get a taco for, like, 50 cents or some shit. Shit was, like,
$3. Really?
Like, God damn it. It's because they know Americans go there. It's like a tourist spot. So I guess you got to go, like, in the cut, like, in the deep part of Mexico to get, like, the real cheap shit. But, like, Rosarito, Tijuana, those are, like, every American be out there. You run into Americans all day out there.
I'm telling you, you listen, man, it's because them white folks found the hack, bro. You feel me, bro? They can't let y'all have nothing out there, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
But where are you from?
Like ethnicity?
No. Like born.
Born? I was born in Mission Hills.
Oh, wait. Where's that? Listen, that's I don't like know where in California.
15 minutes from here?
15 minutes from here?
Yeah.
And then y'all moved to Palmdale when you was 10?
So my mom, I was born in Mission Hills, and I believe we were living in the valley, like Pacoima and then Panorama City. We were just moving around, bro, when I was a kid. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But then I remember moving to Palmdale when I was like 6, bro. 5 or 6. I really grew up in Palmdale.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, bro.
Yeah. And then your pops was an entrepreneur. So how was the early life? Was you guys, I guess, well off, just, you know, poor middle class?
It was middle class.
Yeah.
Middle class. Yeah. My dad, you know, he came from Ecuador. He was homeless out here. He never did drugs, never drank. And he just built a big ass company for himself, bro. A seafood company.
A seafood company?
Yeah. He'd buy and sell seafood, and he would export and import seafood from other countries and shit to America. And he had big contracts with big companies, and he would just, it's just crazy, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's kind of crazy, though.
He's doing it.
Wait. Here, so like he would just, it, okay, so he would import it in, mm-hmm. and then just sell it to like restaurants and shit like
that? Yeah, he'd import it, so he'd get it from different countries, bring it into the States, or he'd buy it and sell it from other people, vendors and stuff. So he'd get it from the low, sell it for the high. And that's how, he was like a middleman, bro. It's crazy. Just buy and sell, bro.
Wow.
Built the whole company like that.
And then, like, once he started that, though, like, I guess, like, did y'all quality of life, like, start to increase steadily then?
Way better, bro. He got enough money, bought us a house in Palmdale, and then, you know, we were in a big house. He had a bunch of kids. My dad, you know, I got 6 sisters.
6 sisters?
6 older sisters. I'm the youngest. I'm the only boy. Well, I have an older brother I never met, so I don't really count that. My dad has like 3 or 4 baby mamas, bro. Like,
wait. Pause for a minute, though. Now, I'm expecting like that behavior, though, like for like us, you know, Africans, right? Because we are notorious for like fucking with like 20 kids, not baby. So your dad actually has like 3 baby mamas.
Well, my dad's grandpa's fully black, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he's darker than you, dog. My grandpa.
So you're you feel me, dog? So you're like a quarter black then, or 20%?
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't. Well, when you go to Ecuador, you see black people everywhere. They all speak Spanish. It's normal, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we all relate. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same kind of food too, like African food and Ecuadorian food. It's all kind of the same shit. I feel like we're all kind of the same.
Yo, listen, like that's a fact, right?
Yeah.
But your older brother, why haven't y'all met? Like, what's going on?
I didn't know he existed till like 6 years ago, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, like, how did he?
He's like 12 years older than me, too. 11 years older than me. He's like 40-something, 41, 42 or something like that.
And how did that happen, though? Like, did he, like call you or something and say, yo, hey, you know, yo, like, I'm your brother type shit?
My mom showed me him on Facebook. She's like, this is your brother. My mom's known about him forever. She never told us. Nobody told us nothing. My dad never mentioned him once. He just took care of them.
Ah, okay, a good dude then. And he took care of them still, you feel me?
He'd make sure they was right, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he'd always make sure they had gifts for Christmas. They were good, like, because they were in a poor country. They're from Ecuador. They all live in Ecuador.
Oh, really?
That's why I never met him.
Ah.
Yeah, he had other kids in Ecuador.
Yeah.
You know, I have 3 older sisters that were born in Ecuador that I'm very close with. And then I have a brother I never met that was born out there as well. So he's still out there. He don't even speak English.
Yo, listen, though, right?
Yeah.
But, like, having siblings in a third world country, because I have to deal with like this shit as well, right?
Yeah.
My phone don't stop ringing, bro. Like every little issue, bro. Like it's me. They calling for some money, bro.
Yeah.
Is it like that for like you as well? Like where like you got siblings who are consistently giving you a call for money?
Sometimes, bro. Honestly, sometimes it's happened a couple times, but it doesn't really happen frequently, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm just the type to like reach out, like to my aunt or something. I just send her money, dog. Like just hook her up. You know what I'm saying? Just show love to them. I don't know. I feel like I got my dad's heart, bro.
You are a way better guy like than me, bro. Cause I straight up, bro, be blocking numbers. Don't pick up no phone. Yo, bro, that's just annoying. Yo, like, right? Like, it's annoying.
Yeah, when people would call you for that reason, I can imagine. Yeah, I haven't really had that happen to me too much.
Nah,
bro. A lot of my family, they're good, bro. Like my sister, for example, like My mom's straight. Well, I take care of my mom and me and my sisters, we all take care of her. And then my other sisters got like, they got their degrees, they got their money, they're making a couple hundred thousand a year, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they straight.
My other sister's P. Diddy chef.
Oh, man.
Will Smith chef, P. Diddy, fucking, she cooked for like all these football teams. She doing her thing. Fucking my cousins and uncles in Ecuador, they own banks and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. I don't ask them for money. They don't ask me for
God
shit.
Damn.
We just like.
The whole family is like eating it.
Yeah, they all hustlers. They all entrepreneurs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they all got out the mud, though. You know what I'm saying? They all be grinding, bro.
Yo, that's crazy.
Everyone in my family has their own business, bro.
Wait. Like, so, like, who's responsible for that, then, like, in terms of, like, instilling those values in, like, into y'all, bro? Because a family where mostly everybody is up and winning and doing good, that's rare, bro.
Honestly, I don't know who's responsible for it. I think this shit, that's just the way shit was, bro.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
That's, man, yo, bro, that's a great thing,
bro.
Man.
I'm grateful to have a family like this. And mm-hmm. because if something ever happened to me and I needed something, like, for sure, my family will be there for me, vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's so lit, man. Yeah. Bro, that's so lit, bro. Here, so now, when did DJ Flip discover his love for hip-hop then?
Bro, I've been, since I was a fucking kid, bro. Like, when I was, my dad bought me a DJ system mm-hmm. when I was, like, 10 years old.
Literally. Oh, wow. It's early.
Yeah, literally early, bro. He bought it so I can play music for, like, the family parties. And then those family parties ended up turning into like house parties because my older sisters were teenagers and shit, and they just start bringing their friends. Those shit started turning into house parties, and next thing you know, I'm DJing all the parties at my house with this DJ equipment. Uh-huh. I just fell in love with this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And the like, I remember this one night, bro, when I first like really touched the DJ setup, like for the first time at a party, was in my house. There was like 200 people there, bro, in the fucking living room. Bro. Yeah. That shit was lit.
And, that's crazy.
I remember that one song by Ludacris came on that move, bitch.
Get out the way.
You know, everyone used to fucking scream.
Yeah, that shit would go wild.
I was a young ass kid. I think I was like 12. I don't know how old I was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my bro right there.
Uh huh.
I was young. So I remember I played that, and the whole party was just like, move, bitch. Get out
the way.
Everyone was screaming, and I was right there on the DJ system, and everyone was like, yeah, like you're going crazy. Like, I turned the party up with that song. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ludacris. And ever
since
then,
that's a crazy adrenaline rush.
Ever since then, I fell in love, bro. I'm like, I got a DJ every day. And I just locked myself in the room every day. I didn't go out. I didn't play with my friends. I would just lock myself in the room all day. Like, if my friends wanted to hang out, they'd come to my house and they just watch me fucking scratch
DJ
all day, bro. Yeah.
Oh, wait, right? Like, well, first off, like, that's refreshing to know, right? Because there's a lot of niggas here with the DJ titles. They ain't never, like,
touch no vinyl.
Yeah, they ain't never DJ a day in a effing life, man. Right? No, right? But, like, for me, is like, when I discovered hip hop was Drake. So this was 2000 and probably.
What?
Yeah, I discovered hip hop through probably Drake. Like, right, so like, I'm 24, so like, the first time that like I could actually go on iTunes and, you know, actually find music and purchase it was like 2008, right? And 90s. That was like when like there was this thing called like a Green Dot card, and you could like buy it, and like it comes with actually like funds like in on the card, right? Right, like, so like we didn't need like actually like bank cards or debit cards. We could just have like you know a prepaid Green Dot card. So I would use that to buy Drake's like, you know, like songs and albums and shit. So that was when like I finally first like discovered music was through Drake. So who was like your first like, yo, I love this nigga. Like, this was my favorite artist.
My favorite artist, I would say growing up, because my sister used to listen to a lot of underground hip hop.
Yeah.
And my cousin, my house, let me go backwards a little bit. My house was full of family. I had my older cousins living there, my uncles, everybody. My dad used to take care of everyone. Like, no one had money, so he'd take care of my aunts. Everyone would just live in my house. So I grew up with a fucking packed ass house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my older cousin, Manny, he used to always slap Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Tupac,
Eminem. A lot of like gangster shit too, bro. So I kind of grew up on like Dr. Dre, like The Chronic, you know, the 2001 album, you know, from the Dr. Dre. I grew up on Eminem, Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's kind of like the shit that captured me right there.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Yo, it's kind of crazy, right? Cause like I feel like that era like gets lost, right? Like, cause people kind of
still listen to that shit.
Really?
Hell yeah, every day.
It's a question, right? What do you think about? I give some people credit, like the melodic sound, right? To like, let's say like a Ja Rule or to like a Drake, and they kind of like forget the Nate Dogs, the Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, do you feel like those guys deserve more credit for ushering in like in that rap and singing stuff?
You talking about Ja Rule?
Yeah. No. Do you feel like Bone Thugs and Harmony and them, like, they deserve like way more credit for, I guess, ushering in that, like, rap and singing stuff?
I feel like they already got their credit. Like, they made a stamp already.
Yeah.
They already, you know, I feel like that time has already passed.
Yeah.
They know, they accepted that. They were the shit at one point, bro. And they still are the shit to a lot of people. I'm a diehard fan, bro. So, to me, they the shit still. And there's a lot of people like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That I think Tupac is the shit still. Eminem is the shit still. There's a lot of people that are still mm-hmm. fans like me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I feel like they got the credit they deserve. You know what I'm saying? To me, at
facts,
least.
Man.
Because to me, they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen. Like, that's facts too, right? Right? You know, because my generation, like, we kind of forget that era a bunch. You feel me?
Yeah.
But at 10 years old, you started DJing, got obsessed with it, right? When did you, evolve from, like, doing DJing at your personal house parties to now taking it out and doing actual parties, like, outside of the homes and shit?
I've always been an impatient person, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've always, I'm like, damn, I want to DJ a club. I'm like 12 years old. I'm like, I want to DJ a fucking club.
A club?
Yeah, I want to DJ clubs. Like, I used to see like DJs like DJing clubs on YouTube, and
yeah.
I would just be like, damn, I want to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So at a young age, bro, I just started like, don't do this if you're watching this. If you're a fucking, I used to steal my mom's fucking car,
really?
My parents' car at night, 12 o'clock at night. They knocked out, walk in their room, take the keys out, and fucking
at
go
what
drive
age?
To the local club. I was like 12, 13.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
Bro, I drive to the local club, dog, and try to fucking network. And then I eventually got myself in. And next thing you know, I'm 13 years old, DJing every fucking club in my city, dog. And then after I kind of got known in my city for that, I moved it to Hollywood. Because I would burn every bridge I had. I was a young kid. I was kind of cocky. I didn't know.
You would burn bridges? Like, how? To, like,
because
you're the best guy.
It's because.
You're amazing.
It's because I didn't know how to, like, act, bro, when I was a young kid. I get in a lot of fights and shit, and I, like, stick my chest out too much. You know what I'm saying? I was just a young ass kid, like 13, bro. So and I'd lie to these people. I'd tell them I was 17. I'm about to be 18. Let me in, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm really 13, bro. Like, I looked a little older.
But you got you. Like, were you like this high still though? Or what was
I was already this same. I've been this high since I was like 13, bro.
That's why. Cause I'm assuming like, cause most 13 year olds are like probably my height. You feel me? Right? Like 5'7". Damn.
Yeah.
So you burn bridges. So like what? Like just like punching niggas out. Just like
nah, bro. Just like
being cocky.
Just like I don't know. Just like being hella impatient and not. I don't know, bro. I used to just get into with promoters and shit and just I want to get paid. You know what I'm saying? I'm like I'm young, bro. Like I just didn't know how to like word shit. You know what I'm saying? To where?
Gosh, how much was you getting though?
Huh?
Like how much was you getting?
The DJ when I was a kid, like $50 or some shit.
Oh, I mean,
they wouldn't pay me still.
I ain't gonna lie to them, man.
Promoters.
Like $50 a night as a 13 year old, that's not bad.
Yeah.
At all. Like I'm talking about cause like around those times, like a what? A Hollister shirt, Abercrombie shirt probably running for like what, $15?
And back then, $50 was way more than it is today.
Bro, now like you can't do nothing in LA with no, you know, yo, bro, $50 is gonna get you nowhere. Feel
nowhere,
me?
Dog.
Man, so like you burn all of your bridges.
Yeah, I burn hella bridges.
And then you move to West Hollywood.
No, not West Hollywood. Hell no. No. Pause. I went to Hollywood, bro.
Okay.
I went to Hollywood, and then I use the same tactics like that I use to get into these clubs out there, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro, I was like 14, 15, getting into these 21 and over clubs, and I started networking with promoters out there, and next thing you know, I'm DJing all the 21 and over clubs, like the big clubs out there, bro. Like, I'm doing my thing. I figured out the business, figured out how to fill up party buses with people and bring them out there, because that's what promoters want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how you get paid, is really bringing people to the club, you know? Like, they don't want no DJ that can't bring nobody.
Absolutely.
I didn't understand that for a while. That's how I burned a lot of my bridges. Because, man, fuck you guys. I'm feeling this shit. I'm fired, dog.
Of
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm too hard for this.
Yeah, you know? But that's what happened, bro. Like, I used to, like, literally just, to get in the club, I'd get a fake ID, one of my homies or something. That's 18 or 21 or whatever age. And I just slip, like, a $25 bill under it.
Yeah.
And then the security would be like, you good? and let me
extortion.
Wait, all right.
So at this point though, was your dreams just yo, I'm gonna turn like 18 years old and be this big DJ, or like was your life dreams like something else, like to be like a firefighter, a doctor, or something?
Nah, bro. I've always just wanted to do music, bro. I didn't know what path I was gonna take. I just knew DJing was what I have right now. It's what the fuck I love.
Yeah.
And I was passionate. I did it fucking 20 hours a day, every day. I didn't sleep, bro. Mm-hmm. I practiced every day. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like a big rapper's DJ and DJ like tours and shit and do stuff like that.
Mm.
I remember back in the day, who was it? Who was hot? Was it New Boys? Remember the New Boys?
Hey, you a jerk.
I used to always want a DJ for they was hot. And I remember like reaching out to them and like trying to like DJ for them. And then like motherfuckers would never respond to me.
And they
like,
curved you, man?
Everybody would curve me, bro. Like, I reached out to a lot of big, big people that like fuck with me today,
mm-hmm.
that curved me back then. I just don't bring it up. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, listen, I'm a petty nigga, bro. Like I will, bro, I'm bringing it up every chance I get, man.
Yeah, bro. That shit just fucks with my energy. I just like focus, bro. I don't know. It might not fuck with your energy.
Yeah.
For me, it fucks with my focus. I can't be thinking about that shit.
Bro,
if
you curve me, like while you were like at your absolute peak, and then like you fall off a little bit, you feel me? And now you fucking with me? Nah, bro, you gotta know that, man.
Yeah, well, think of it, bro. Like you can't fuck with everybody. So I understand as well. Like they probably had thousands of people hitting them up trying to do the same thing I was trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like me, bro. I get thousands of fucking DMs every day. Like, there's gonna be a rapper in one of these DMs that turns into something huge. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with every single person, dog. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I do know how to filter it though now because I got a team and they help me like scout the talent because that's what I do, bro. Like, my main goal now is to really like be an A&R and get these artists signed to major labels and shit. Basically, middleman. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, right? Like, so when did you go from, I guess, the, you know, like the DJing to now, yo, I'm going to start now producing these records for people?
So I think I was, all right, so look, let me rewind this in.
Yeah.
So I was DJing the clubs in Hollywood, right? And I burnt all my bridges there too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how, bro. This fucking promoter, dog. His name is Carlos motherfucking Rojas, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, bro. I forgive him, but I still kind of hate this fool. Like, forgive him, but like, there's something, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker would never pay me, bro, because I wouldn't bring enough people to the club. And then, like, next, I'd like literally drive from Palmdale to Hollywood every fucking day. That's an hour and 20 minute drive, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I have no money and shit. And I just need $50, $100, whatever, just $75. I'll DJ. I'll get this shit turned up. And I was a talented DJ. Like, every time I DJed, this shit was lit, bro. Like, everyone always loved me, bro. I built a little fan base like this because I'd have this shit turned up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I just couldn't, like, I was not good at, like, filling the club up. You know, I know how to bring 20 people, 30 people, but I couldn't bring 100. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to do that yet. So this fucking promoter like didn't pay me like 4 or 5 times in a row. And I just got fed up with it. And one day I just bitch slapped him, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I literally just spit in my hand, bro, and bitch slapped him, dog.
You come off as super calm, super like zen-like.
I'm calm, bro.
But you a hothead, huh?
I used to be like that, bro. Like, that explains, like, all these scars. Like, I used to get in a lot of fights growing up. But the thing is, bro, cause I'm like a sleeper kind of guy. You know, like, those Hondas that got, like, fucking superchargers in them? Dust the Lambo? That's how I was, bro, because I boxed for fucking 10 years. I knew how to fight, dog. I've been boxing. My dad put me in boxing when I was 10 years old, bro.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? So I trained every fucking day, bro. Like, I knew how to fight growing up. I'd win every fight in middle school. I lost a couple, but I literally win 95% of these fights, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'd always, you know, I don't know. I just like that kind of like, I don't know, dog. That shit just like, one day, bro, I'm going to just fast forward. One day, this fucking promoter didn't pay me. I just bitch slapped him, bro. That shit got me hot, bro.
First off, like being a trained fighter is kind of like unfair though, right? Like, cause for example, if I'm talking shit to a dude in a club, right?
Yeah.
Or you, calm dude, you feel me? Very happy, very bubbly. I'm thinking, yo, I can easily take this guy, right?
You feel me?
Easily, right? You feel me? Cause they're probably thinking, yo, he's a little white boy, not knowing, yo, this is a. Oh, what's it called again? Because I think essays are for Mexicans. So,
I'm a Hispanic, bro.
And not an essay. So what are you? Like
essay more like some gangster shit.
Oh, know? Really?
Like ASA, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, listen, I'm from North Dakota, right? So I just assume like essay just means Mexican.
Yeah.
No, it's some gang shit. All right, well, hey, Flock will apologize, you feel me?
Yeah.
Right?
Swifty Blue gonna
trip on you right now, dog. Yo, I'm mad at, bro, I fucking love that guy, man.
I love Swifty, dog.
Yo, I fucking love that guy, bro. Cause, yo, is he looks like a GTA character, bro. He walked in, I'm talking about swagged as a motherfucker, bro.
He dripped up.
I ain't never seen a nigga with that much drip in my life.
And you know what I respect about Swifty?
What?
He a hustler, bro. Hustler. Him, Doughboy 909, shout out to Auden, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking hustlers, bro. I'm proud of them, bro. Straight up, bro. Like, even, you know, like even all that bullshit that happened recently with that interview, you know, fuck, I don't care about none of that shit. I just, I respect the hustle, bro, in the grind, dog. Bro, don't stop.
Of course. Bro,
people listen. Like that gonna keep going up, bro. Don't matter what happens, bro.
Bro, like, it's like with, like, me personally, man, I told him too, right? Bro, like, I wish that we all thought that way, right? Like, me being, let's say, a black guy, right?
Yeah.
Yo, can you imagine if Lil Wayne, Drake, and all the top rappers kept it within themselves? Like, right? Yeah. Right? Can you imagine if Drake, Wayne, Lil Baby, Moneybagg, yo, if they all say, yo, we not signing to no white guys? Fuck no. You feel me? Like, keep it within ourselves, but that's just, right? So, like, with that shit, man, Swifty, bro, listen, you did nothing wrong, bro. Feel me, man?
I understand,
you
know? I understand why he said all that shit, too, though.
Of course.
Because he mainly said that because WAC 100 said some shit, and I just feel like Swifty just worded it wrong.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like he was trying to say that, but he just worded that shit wrong, and that's why that shit came out like that. But he didn't really mean it like that.
Man, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, I feel like people, you know, the internet takes shit and blow it up, bro. So.
Yeah, you feel me? Yo, question for you, though, right? So, like, is that why you kind of just stay like out of LA because the politics here is just too much?
It's not that it's too much. It's just, I don't know, bro. Like, I've created my own world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I've created my own world to where I can make a lot of money, dog, and I could just be
just stay out the way, man. Leave this shit alone.
A lot of people need to go and do this shit. Like, I don't got to go nowhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? People, like, If I have customers or clients or whatever, people coming to my shit, my studio, whatever, they flying in from other states every day. You know what I'm saying? People that want to come work with us. I don't have people in LA pulling up to my shit every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have people from all over the country coming to my shit every day.
I seen it. Okay.
I don't got to go nowhere. I could be in buttfuck Egypt and they'll come there. You know what I'm saying?
I see that, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, when did you get your own studio?
I got it like a couple years ago, man. Like 4 years ago.
So DJ ended. Now, like, when did you, I guess, like, transition into the, yo, we gonna work on this music shit?
Oh, producing?
You feel me? Yeah.
Well, I started making beats when I was, like, I would say 17, 16. I wasn't good or nothing. I sucked. I really sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly focused on DJing. And then I just kept DJing. I made beats. I didn't take it serious yet. And then when I turned, like, 19 or 20, I quit music.
Really?
And I got into, like, the hustling shit. You know, I was like, I need to make money. Like, so I moved to, like, I moved to San Diego, and I started hustling and shit.
Break it down a little bit, though. Feel me? Again, rewind it and break it down a little bit. When you say hustling, man, was DJ Flip trapping out the Toyota Corolla?
Pretty much, yeah.
God, bro.
Out the minivan, dog, yeah.
I am shocked.
Yeah.
I am befuddled right now, Flip. I'm shocked.
Bro, I had to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, how down bad, right, for you that you, like, said, yo, you know what, bro, listen, like, I got kids now, right, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
Kids now, bro, I got to make something shakes. Now, that life had to be paranoid as motherfucker.
Yeah, bro, that shit was not the life you want to live, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be getting my money like that and doing shit like that. So I had to, like, literally realize that. I'm not going to get into detail about any of that shit.
Yeah, of course.
But I had to, like, really realize all that and say, man, fuck this. I got to do something else. I got to do what I love, which is music.
Yeah.
So one day, You know, what made me think that, though, was, like, I didn't smoke weed at all, mm-hmm. ever. And then one day, my brother-in-law gives me this blunt.
Mm.
And that shit just, like, changed everything. It made me want to make music again.
Gotcha.
Because I had quit music for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd burn my bridge. I slapped this promoter. No clubs in Hollywood wanted me to DJ there for them no more. Nobody fuck with me no more because I was, the word on the streets is DJ Flip's like...
A hothead. Like, he's crazy. A maniac. Burn.
Yeah, whatever. And yeah, I just moved to San Diego, and then my brother-in-law gave me this blunt, and I'm like, man, I gotta make beats. And then I just started smoking weed every day after that, dog. Mm-hmm. And then literally I got so focused on music because of the weed. And it's crazy because I got Tourette's, bro.
I realized that because you said it in like one of like your old like interviews. But now I stutter. Now people say I got Tourette's too. I don't see how I have Tourette's, right? Because I just stutter. But, like, where did you get the Tourette's, though? Like, what is?
Well, at a young age, I used to make, like, when I was, like, 8 years old, 9 years old, my mom used to think I was just normal. Like, you're, you know, Latina moms, they're like, that's being, you're good, you know? Like, you're fine. Nothing's wrong with you. But I would be, like, twitching, and I'd be making noises, like, up. I'd be making little noises and shit.
Really?
I couldn't control it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bad tics.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... I went to the doctor. I took myself to the doctor when I was like 18. He's like, yeah, it's Tourette's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My mom never took me. I took myself.
Wow.
Yeah. So I realized I had that, but it's not like a crazy mild form of it. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, question though. So like, how'd you talk to bitches though, like with Tourette's?
It wasn't that bad.
Ah,
like,
gotcha.
I'd just be like, I'd have bad tics. I just had tics. So I kind of knew how to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd just be like, I'd be blinking a lot like this, or I'd be making like a little, you know, I just like, I just learned how to like, I don't know, I feel like girls, I never had a problem with girls in my life.
Yeah.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for example, right? So, me having a stutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's certain times I can control it to where, like, for example, like job interviews, like, you can't be out there. Nah, son, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now, talking to hoes, you, listen, like, sometimes it's fine, right? And other times, yo, it's nerve wracking for me, man. Like, right, you know, like, so for me, it's harder to control in a long form, like, conversation, especially talking to bitches, you feel me? With your Tourette's, is it, like, harder to control in long form or nah?
Nah. Like, I feel like, the more distracted I get, the less you'll notice it.
Yeah.
But like, let's say I'm like jogging on a treadmill and like I'm just like thinking about shit. Like you'll see me like doing it. Or like if I'm like just like, if I'm not distracted.
Yeah.
Like if I'm like not talking to someone, like you, then you'll see me doing it. You know.
Yeah.
If I'm making a beat or something, you're just staring at me, you'll probably notice that shit.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Why, really?
Yeah. But it's like literally when I'm talking to people though, it's like distracts my mind the most.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then weed literally helped me.
A weed.
That shit cured that shit, bro. Like, you wouldn't even notice I had this shit no more. I don't smoke as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But weed literally fucking changed my life, bro. It gave me all the confidence, bro. It made me a little slower. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It made me procrastinate more. It made me slur my words a little more. But I'm grateful for it because I really slowed down on my tics and my blinking and my little twitches. I still got them and shit, but it like calmed it down by like 80%.
Yo, everybody always say, yo, Flacco, you should try weed. That will like cure the stutter. Is that true?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Some people get paranoid off weed. It's not for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I'll be super paranoid. Because even now, like, I'm kind of like, I'm always watching out for something.
But sometimes you gotta face it, though, bro. Like,
yeah.
I used to get paranoid, and when I used to get paranoid, I smoke more just so I can face that shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like what? Like, face your demons?
Not even my demons. It's just like I'm feeling paranoid. The weed is making me feel like that. It's not that I have demons. It's just my
weed is
making me feel all like scared and shit. Like I'm gonna die. I'm gonna have a heart attack. Like fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like you're tripping out. Like fuck. And I'm like, man, this is not gonna kill you. It's just weed.
Oh no. Like my paranoia comes from being an absolute square, a quote unquote mark, if you'll call it, and in probably this city with the most wolves, right?
Yeah.
So like. When I drive, it's, you feel me? Like, bro, listen, if a car is behind me for like 5 minutes, son, you feel me? Nah, right?
You turn left, right?
Yeah, bro, you feel me? Right? So I feel like weed, though, might take me off of like, right? Like, I might become too comfortable, you feel me?
Yeah.
And bro, in the city, as soon as you get comfortable, you feel me?
Yeah, it's not for everybody, bro.
And but, that's when shit happens, you know?
But I really do think it's great for medical use. I believe in that shit.
Yeah.
Because it helped me.
Yeah.
A lot. It just, the only downside of it is it made me a little slower.
Of course.
But when I don't smoke weed for a month or two, I'm back to normal.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like.
Here, right? Question for you, right? So like you said, fuck DJing and started producing. Now, what year was that?
So now I was like, say fuck DJing, I'm gonna start producing. This was like 20, I was like 21, bro. I don't know what year that was. It was like 8 years ago or something.
All right. And then like the studio came when?
The studio came, so that was like 8 years ago. The studio came like 5 years ago, like 3 years after that.
And this was like before the pandemic or after the pandemic?
Before.
I bet. Now, right, once you got like that studio now, was it like, yo, I'm now making more money than like I've ever made?
No, hell no.
Nah?
Bro, I was making more money hustling. I was making like 30, 40,000 a month like trapping, bro. How I was.
And
bro.
You gave that up?
Bro, I didn't want to go to jail or nothing, bro. I didn't want to like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to live. I have like a guilty conscience. I don't feel right. Like,
of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
feel right in my heart, bro. I'm like, I don't want to be doing this shit. This is not the life I want to live, bro. It's not going to last for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just, facts.
Let me go back to music and just figure it out. So I literally left all that shit and I went to live with my mom, bro, in her little studio apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She had like a little studio apartment. No, there's actually a one bedroom. Sorry. It's a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And it'd be, it was me, you know, Big Hit on the beat?
No.
He produced Gucci Gang.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was me, him, like years ago before anyone got knew of us and shit.
Oh, shit.
It was me, him. We were all just like literally making beats in my mom's little fucking one bedroom apartment living room.
This is like a Hollywood story right there, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah, bro. We were just cooking up right there. And he had started this website. It's called SoundClick.
Yeah.
And producers can
He started SoundClick.
No, he has started his own page on SoundClick.
Ah, gotcha.
So rappers could buy beats off him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I took it serious. I was like, man, because he's like, bro, I made $500 this month or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, off of beats? I was like, bro, this is like my dream. To like not do what I have to, what I do over here.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
I could just do this. I was like, fuck, this shit inspired me, bro. And I'm like a hard worker. I've always been the type to like just
grind,
bro.
Yeah.
So once I seen that, I started my own shit. And literally my first beats that were actually kind of good were like making me money. Like that first month I started that website.
Oh, wow.
I was making money, dog.
You know, nah, that's insane.
Yeah, I started. And then like 3 months later, 4 months later, I'm making $15,000, $20,000 a month off this website, bro.
Off just this beat selling.
Off this beat selling shit.
Well, question for you, right? So when he got the Gucci Gang song,
yeah. Did
he kind of like stop fucking with y'all?
Nah, that's family, bro.
Man.
We love Big Head, bro.
Yo, let's see a real nigga then, bro. Because most niggas, if they get a song that's that big, I'm talking about like a billion views yeah. and... But they done fucking with the, you feel me?
Well, the thing is this, bro, like, I've always been a hustler, so I'm like, yo, these guys are doing that, I gotta do the same thing. So I built my name too, and he started hearing my shit everywhere. So it's like, maybe if I didn't do nothing at all, maybe, yeah. I don't know how he would have been, bro. But
yeah,
you know, we all kind of went our own ways, to be real, because we all got busy, but that's just how life is, bro. You're not gonna stick with the same, you know, he got a kid now, he got a family and shit, you know, yeah. I got my family. I'm not, you know, shit happens, bro.
Oh, well, tell the people though, right? What like songs though? Well, like what's one of like your most like quote unquote popular songs?
I would say "Love Scars 2" by Trippy. That's like a big
really,
one,
yo, those crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Again, call it bad preparation. I just never knew that.
Yeah, bro. I did a "Perk Popper" by Shoreline Mafia. Got like 30 million streams on it.
Oh wow.
"Love Scars" and that whole album, "A Love Letter to You," went gold. There's a lot of shit we did.
Yo,
bro.
Question for you then. So like, how do producers make money off of his songs like that?
Publishing, bro. And you know what I'm saying, if you know your business, bro, you know how to register your shit, you know, you'll get your, you get them checks mailed to you, bro.
God,
you know
what I'm damn. Saying?
Or deposited to your account. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of producers just go the other way. They sign deals and shit, and you know, and do it that way. Ain't nothing wrong with any of that, as long as you got a lawyer, bro, and you know what you're doing. You know, you good.
You good, man. Yo, how did Trippy get that song? Or no, the beat?
It was because you know, 1200, the producer?
Yeah.
He fucking basically, he made all the like Chief Keef shit. And Chief Keef started, he found a lot of people. He has a lot of his like young boy. And,
yeah, of course.
So I think it was 12. 12 just like met him somewhere and just like, he told me he met him like in Hollywood. And Trippy was a nobody or nothing. He just brought him to his house.
Really? Like, just met him, like, randomly?
Yeah, I don't know how many followers. I think he was, like, very low. He was doing something, but he mm-hmm. wasn't, like, cracking
yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then popping yet. I think when we met him, that the first Love Scars came out, and that shit blew up. And mm-hmm. then, like, literally, we made Love Scars 2, and that shit blew him up even bigger. And then mm-hmm. just took off, bro. Like,
nah, yo, like, listen, like that's crazy, yeah, man.
Shout out to Trippy. Shout out to 1200. Motherfuckers, a beast, bro. Like,
crazy. Yo, producer. Facts, man. No, because I heard... I think I know where the like connection comes in, because I think that Trippy is Tato's cousin, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Here, so like during the pandemic, is that when like you started like flying out like random people?
No, I've been doing. So I got this business model I structure. So I'm like, yo, how do I make more money? Like, because I'm not the type, like, I don't want to keep chasing these rappers to work with them, bro.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, how do I make a like money right now, like mm-hmm. without having to make another hit record or do this and do that? Like, how do I figure this out? So I'm like, you know what? I made these songs. I got a bunch of songs in the streets. I got millions of views, and then I got this shit with Trippy, and I got this shit. There's shit everywhere. Everyone's knowing my DJ Flip, Make the Money Flip tag. Everyone's knowing my shit. There's people that want to work with me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just charge motherfuckers to come pull up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with this business model, bro. I just the package deals, bro. And I started putting these package deals together. So you come to my studio instead of just having a session and working on my beats. Like you get a music video, you get the beats, you get a fucking photo shoot, whatever. We'll make mm-hmm. the cover for you. We'll put the shit on all platforms. We're like, you know, I put like a whole package, you know, and mm-hmm. I'll make it affordable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I just created a whole business right there, an empire,
mm-hmm.
and that shit done turned into $1 million company.
As man, do you sign them?
Huh?
Like do you sign them when they come or no?
No. So it's mainly like you come to my studio. Well, I do. There's a lot of people that have gotten signed or have been scouted from like A&Rs. A lot of A&Rs follow me. A lot of people, and mm-hmm. I be posting people up on my page and shit, shouting them out. So a lot of people have gotten attention to them from fucking with me, dog. But it's like yeah. I don't just sign everybody that pulls up.
No,
you know, it'd be impossible.
Yeah, man.
It's because not. You gotta think of it, bro. It's not just about the talent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you come to my studio.
You got
to
be popping a little bit.
It's not even that. You got to be willing to get yourself popping, bro. You got to be willing to put out a music video, two music videos a week or a month or whatever. And mm-hmm. like some people just come to my studio and expect that to like blow them up. Like, nah, bro. Like you got to go back and keep dropping shit every day nonstop. You know, mm-hmm. I just like providing a great service for people.
Yeah, facts.
You know, I don't sell dreams. I don't do none of that. I
like, see you don't sell dreams though, because yeah. niggas like will pay for you to play their shit. And you would tell niggas, bro, this shit is garbage.
Yeah, because you know why I do that?
Why?
Because my friends do that to me, bro.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? My homies, yeah. like, if I make a fucking beat and this shit's ass, they'll be like, what the fuck are you making, dog?
Who, them? They tell you that?
Everybody, yeah.
Wow.
Bro, that...
Not nice, guys. Not nice,
vice
man.
Vice versa, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Vice versa. That's how you get... There's no hard feelings. I don't get butthurt. I'm like, oh, this shit is suck. This shit does suck. Fuck this beat.
I know, right?
You know, that's my personality. I don't get mad at shit like that. You yeah. be like, Flip, what the fuck you making? This shit sucks, bro. Like, this is some booty
bro. If I have a studio... And you come to my studio and tell me this shit trash, you gotta go. Get the fuck out. Nigga, you listen, especially when the hoes around, bro. You feel me, bro? Like, you gots to go. You feel me?
It don't matter, bro. Yeah. It don't matter who's around, bro. It don't matter. Like, we just keep it real with each other. And I'm just myself. When I go on those little streams and shit, I just be myself, bro.
Yo, and who's the most famous nigga and you've had in your studio?
Probably NBA YoungBoy.
Shit.
Oh, but I remember.
That's bro, different.
Should I talk about this shit?
Talk about it, man.
Bro, that fool kicked us out the studio once, bro.
Who, YoungBoy?
Yeah, dog.
Wait, hold on. Why did he kick you out the studio?
Bro, I don't know what he was on that day. I fuck with him heavy, though, bro. Yeah. I remember Boosie. So, look, Boosie's my boy. That's my peoples. So, Boosie's like, yo, Flav, I need a studio. Boom, boom. Pulled up, got the studio ready for him. And then YoungBoy pulled up, and then he wanted to record, and he just like looking mad. He's cuddling on the couch and shit with his girl, and then. Mm-hmm. He's about to record, and he's like, exit. He looked at me and said, exit.
Oh,
he
man.
Said, exit. And he looked at all my homies, looked at his homies, too. We looked at everybody, like, exit. Exit. He just said, exit. I was like, damn, oh, dog.
He's probably high.
Hey, I don't know what. Fuck. I don't know, bro, what. I've never talked about this, but yeah. It's like on some, like, that's probably one of the biggest people.
I know.
I didn't make no songs with him or nothing, though, bro, because, like, we had the exit,
was he
bro.
Big, though, at that point, or was he?
A star, bro.
Oh,
I'm a fan. I'm still a fan, bro. I fuck with YoungBoy.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. He's probably on some shit, bro.
Yeah.
It looked like, I don't know, the way he looked in his eyes. I don't know. He could have been sober. Maybe that's just how he is, but To me, I thought that fool was maybe on some drugs. I don't know.
Yeah. He said exit.
He literally said
exit. Was your ego hurt though?
Nah, I just said, man, fuck you. I was like, man, fuck that fool then. That's what I said. Yeah. I left, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's literally what I said in my mind to my homie. Let's go back to the city.
So you see, like, that's great leadership right there, bro.
Yeah.
Because if you would have tripped, then your homies would have tripped. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then it would have been like an all bad, man. How did you even like calm your homies down and be like, you know, come on, bro? Like,
we all just looked at each other, bro, and we're like,
it's not even worth
it, bro. That shit weird, bro. Like, I'm with Boot, and on top of that, like, I'm looking out for Boosie. Boosie asked me for the studio.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fuck up his little relationships he got,
of course.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. Like, you know, I ain't tripping, bro.
Yeah.
I don't get down like how I used to, bro.
Yeah, nah.
I'm not a hothead no more, bro. I don't.
You can't
be
a hothead now, bro.
I don't be fighting people no more. I haven't gotten a fight in like 10 years, bro. I don't do none of that. I don't get mad no more. I haven't got mad in years, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always just happy. I'm just good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts. You feel me?
And I've just grown a lot. I have a bunch of kids. There's no reason for me to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna. It is what it is. This part of the business, bro. Some people, everyone's different. Every rapper different. Some mm-hmm. people got their egos and shit. It is what it is. You ain't gonna bully me though. Like, yes, if you call me a
bitch ass nigga,
different, bro. But you just saying like, exit. You look like you off the drugs. You're a young kid. I put that all in my head. I was like, let it be, dog.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
And also too, like, you got like a bunch of like 6'9" niggas. You feel me with you, bro?
Yeah, bro. I'm deep too, bro. And yeah. I know everyone in that area. Like, I could have made any phone call I wanted to. I know people, bro. I'm not.
It might be worth it, man.
Bro, for what? Like, it's not worth it, bro.
Yo, question, right? So, like, have you ever, like, flown somebody out and they're just making some trash shit? I'd be like, and you had to say, bro, listen, man, like, you paid your money, right? So I'm going to record it for you, bro, but this shit is not it.
Well, I don't record them. I got engineers and shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I don't engineer. I'm just like an executive producer now. Like, yeah. I bring the people to my studio. If my team fuck with you, I'm going to fuck with you. Simple as that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got my engineers. I got my producers. Mm-hmm. I got everything. You know what I'm saying? To where I don't even got to make beats no more if I don't want to.
Oh, shit, show love. Okay.
I got a whole camp. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you trash, bro, like, you know, my there's been some trash people that pulled up. Don't get me wrong, dog. You know, there's been some trash ass artists that pulled up. But, you know, I still show them love, bro.
Yeah.
Because they're humans.
No.
I tell them, hey, this shit sucks, bro, but let's go smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. You know, it's all good, you know? Let's go drink a beer.
I don't know how.
You know, I'm like, this shit's ass, but let's go drink a beer, dog. Like, I that's just me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, just because I don't like your music, don't mean I don't like you.
Yeah, for
sure. Some people take that, like, if you don't like their music, like, you don't like them or something.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Of course. Yo, I don't know how I feel, man. Now, oh, we got to, like, speak on this, man. So, that night with like, Sauce Walker, man. How was his temperament?
Oh, bro. I didn't even know if I should speak on that, dog. Should I? Oh, all right. Look.
Yeah, man. Let's get to it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, what happened, bro? I guess Khalid got a phone call. I don't know, bro. Somebody who got a phone call? You got a phone call or something like that? Like, some girl was like, bro, Sauce Walker just caught a body or some shit. I don't know. Some shit like
gangsta.
That. Or some shit like that, right? He didn't, obviously.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying this shit.
Yeah, of course.
But she's like, he's like, yo, Sauce Walker this. And then Khalid, and I tell Khalid, I'm like, yo, they're going to be here in 20 minutes. Like, Sauce Walker, they on their way. Peso, Sauce Walker on the way.
We're
like, oh, shit. Like, in our minds, we're like, this dude, like, he's going to come hide out at our studio or something. We're like, fuck. So the whole time to the next day, like, I was like, that whole night, we were like trying to hide him out. Like, I was like on some, like, everyone be low key.
Really?
I didn't know what was going on.
Wow.
I thought bro fucking caught a body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So I thought that's what happened, dog. And, you know, so we're just trying to hide him out, dog, in the studio.
Hold up. So, like, and he was, I guess, like, purposely staying inside the studio and not leaving?
Yeah, he was in the studio. We made, like, 6 songs. He's very,
yeah.
You know, he was on his phone talking to his people about the shit. And, yeah, bro, he didn't really tell us anything about the situation.
Yeah.
We just seen the shit on the internet. We all knew what happened already.
Yeah.
And he's just right there in my studio.
Oh,
and
man.
And I'm like, fuck. We're like, all right, let's hide this guy out. We, you know, so we thought, like, bro, did some shit.
Oh, really?
So we're, like, trying to, like, hide him out. And we're like, damn, maybe, you know,
yeah.
This shit's hot right now. Let's just make some music, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we find out what really happened. And then we're like, oh, all right. Like,
okay. Oh, were you, like, disappointed, though?
Nah, bro. Because, bro, they going to be knocking on my door trying to ask me questions. If that shit really happened, bro, like, the feds would have been at my studio like, oh, yeah, he was here after. Like, what do you got to do with it? Rico charged all of us and shit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm good, bro. Like, Like, yeah, nah.
Yo, bro, that's, listen, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how you was able to like, have your poker face, man, because I probably would have said, bro, you don't got to go home, man, but you got to get the fuck up out of here, bro. You feel me?
It's like, I would just, I don't know, bro. I was like, I focus on Swaka, you know? I want to make some songs, bro. I didn't even really think about that shit like that.
Man, yo, question for you, right? So, you know, so like, who's your top five West Coast producers?
Top five West Coast producers. Yes.
Of all time.
DJ Mustard. Okay. Dr. Dre. Scott Storch is West Coast, right? Is that West Coast?
I think so, right?
He makes some West Coast hits, for sure. Scott Storch, DJ Quick, and you want me to name like somebody new?
Hey, you know, it don't matter.
Shit, honestly, those are like the only ones really like.
DJ Flip?
I guess me. My team for sure. Honestly, my favorite, like that's like my all-time favorite though, bro. Like if you want me to tell you like my favorite West Coast producers right now would probably be my team, like literally Khalid, Brooks, fucking 5.0, my whole team, bro. Like they fire as fuck, dog. Lo the Great, shout out Lo the Great. You know, rapper. He made a bunch of shit for 03 Greedo. He's part of the 808 cartel.
Oh shit.
He got shit with everybody, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dope ass.
Why that name though?
Rapper?
No, 808 Cartel.
808 Cartel? Yeah. Literally, bro, just like a... So when I started 808 Cartel, it was just me and my homies making beats, right? And think of it, we're all Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to think of a production team. Like, I'm like, 808 Mafia, we're Hispanic, 808 Cartel. You know what I'm saying? That's how I came up with it. I was like, we're like the Hispanic 808 Mafia. We make hard-ass beats like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, shout out to 808 Mafia, dog. Straight up, I pay homage, bro. That's literally where I got the fucking...
Oh, name, shit,
bro.
That's it?
Yes, literally where I got the from. I was like, they 808 Mafia.
Uh-huh.
We're Hispanic. 808 Cartel. Like, that's hard. You know? So I'm going to just, you know, I pay respect. That's where I got it from. I got to pay homage, bro. Shout out to all 808 Mafia, bro.
Now, who's the hardest Hispanic rapper in the game right now?
The hardest Hispanic rapper?
Yeah.
In the game. I don't really listen to Hispanic rappers, bro.
Nah? What question
do you think? I fuck with like a new rapper? Like somebody new?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's hard, bro? Damn, bro. Give me some names, guy.
Peso?
Yeah, he's fire.
Oh,
but I don't really. When you tell me Hispanic rapper, I'm thinking of like, hey, fool, this.
Nah.
I'm not thinking of that.
Nah.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope ass fools out there. Peso for sure, but.
Yo, it's one kid, but I haven't like heard from him in a while, man. Like, I don't know if he just kind of like just fell off the face of the planet. This kid called Baby Soldier?
Never heard of him. Maybe bro, I have. Shit, maybe he watching this. Yo, we talk before, I don't know.
Yo, he was, bro. He's hard. He's, like, he's hard as hell. But question for you, right? Like, when did you, like, start doing the, I'm just going to spam this comment section?
So one day I just left a comment, bro. And this shit just, like, I got, like, 5,000 followers, bro.
Wow. Have you gotten blocked yet?
Nah.
Yo.
So I figured out the marketing shit for this shit, bro. Like, all right, look, I'm going to just give it up right now. I'm going to give the sauce. Free game, bro. This is the free game, bro.
Free game.
You ready? Free game, dog. If you're verified, right, on Instagram, and these big pages follow you, your comment going to show up first, no matter what.
Oh, man.
And I figured that out years ago. I figured that out a long time ago. I'm like, oh, all these big pages follow me.
Yeah.
That's why my shit pop up first in front of everybody. So, boom, you know, I got like 150,000 followers from comments, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's just like, that was just my, it's a marketing, I always come up with new marketing techniques, bro. Yeah. Like that might not work no more after this, you know? It is what it is, but I'm always going to come up with some new
question
shit.
Question though, right? Because,
I don't even do the comment shit no more as much. Like, I do every once in a while, but.
I'd want to ask that, like, you kind of like slow down off it. Like, I don't see you do it. Like, why have you just stopped?
Like, it's like that type of marketing don't last forever, bro. It's like, there's like waves, you got to catch it. You know what I'm saying? You got to catch the new shit always. And I've always been the type to always like catch the new shit to like kind of keep me relevant.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yo, look, it was you and one of the dude called Production by Zach. No, but he's consistent though. Like he is relentless. He is not letting up, bro. But like.
I seen this shit, bro. I don't think he liked me, dog.
What?
I don't think he likes me.
What? Wait, how can he not like you? Like he's your son.
Bro, all love to him, bro. Shout out to him, dog. I got nothing against it, bro.
Right, you see, right, you know, for him, though, and here's why I think he should hit you up, right, is because his shit is just him just saying, this person is the GOAT. It don't really like sounds like it's any real like, I guess, like logic behind it or any real like business strategy or ploy to it. But if you hit up DJ Flip, he can teach you how to get to that bag, man.
Yeah. See, I turned it into a bag.
Yeah.
You feel me? I had a whole little business structure behind it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this.
No
once
fact.
This works, you know? And, you know, I feel like behind everything you do, you got to have a plan, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a plan behind these comments, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Question for you. Who's those two dudes who do like the music stream with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, Doughboy Rari and Defective, they're right there.
So one fat dude is funny as a motherfucker.
Him right there, him. He's not fat no more, but yeah, him.
Oh, him.
No, white shirt right there on the left.
Wait. Let me see. Bro, I have the worst eyesight. Like my shit is horrible as fuck. Let me just show you who I'm talking about, man. This nigga is the funniest nigga in the world, man. He's the funniest motherfucker in the fucking world, bro. You feel me? Let me show you.
You for sure talking about Defective.
Oh, a word?
Yeah,
let me show you, man. Like he's like I'm on your like stream right now. Let me go to, yo, bro. I watched all your shit. When I tell you, bro, like it's like those streams, bro. Like I fucking love watching that shit, bro. Listen, look at this shit, bro. Like no cap, bro. You can see this shit and watch to the very end. You feel me?
Yeah.
I watch that shit, bro. I fucking love that shit, bro.
Thanks, bro.
And it's because of this nigga, man. You feel me? It's because of this nigga, man. Hey, let me see, man.
That shit's funny as hell.
Yeah, bro. He's the funniest one, man. This nigga on the left right here.
Let me see. Oh, that's him right there. That's the funny.
Man, bro.
He
you
lost
funny.
More weight. He lost more weight.
Bro, you funny. Bro, I'm telling you, man. Listen, bro.
So he looked fatter right there. That's a couple months, couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you feel me? Bro, listen, like, you a funny motherfucker, man. Yo, now, Flip, tell us, man, like, what's next? Where can they find you? Et cetera, man.
Shit, man, what's next for me is, you know, I'm going to be, you know, keep an eye out for me, you know, because I'm going to be a big A&R, bro. Like, that's my goal, bro. I'm going to be a big A&R for these major labels and for my own label. I'm going to get these artists big deals, bro. Get them big bags, bro. That's what
you
the
a boss,
is.
Though, right? Like, yeah. Adam tried, you know, like kind of like the A&R thing, and he just said just dealing with the labels on a daily basis is probably the worst thing ever. So why do you want to go into like the A&R thing?
Because I really, because when, you know, I don't want to put up my own money. You know what I'm saying,
smart,
first
yeah.
of all, you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? I'd rather get the label to put up the bag and get these artists signed, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just be the middleman, dog.
Here.
You know what I'm saying?
So here, Rush. So, like, how can a person who's watching us right now, a super dope artist, and he says, "Yo, Flip, how do I get your attention?" And like, also to like coming to you, and he wants to come to you ready. What do he have to do before coming to you to where you can get him a deal?
You gotta basically establish yourself a little, bro. Book a package deal, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my studio. Book a fucking package deal. You know what I'm saying? Start with that. It's cheap, bro. It's affordable. You come to my studio with a low budget, bro. We'll shoot your music video.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit me up on Instagram. We'll send you the pricing and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. Book a fucking package. We'll do the visuals for you. You know, get the promo with it. We'll put that shit out. If people fuck with it, you know, that's the first step. If people fucking with this shit. You know, we post you up and you
absolutely.
Gain more views and shit. Because some people, I post somebody, they get 100K views, and I post this other guy, you get 5K views. It's like, mm-hmm. people like, you know, like what they like. You know what I'm saying? I can't control that shit.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So
nah, yo, I seen that one nigga made like, what, 16 songs in a day?
Yeah, bro, those motherfuckers that come through and make
crazy
hella shit. But like I said, it's like, that's all they do sometimes, though. They just mm-hmm. come and make that, and then they'll never do nothing after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to see visuals getting dropped. I want you to be throwing your own shows in your city. I want you to build a fucking name. That way I can call my connections mm-hmm. and set these meetings up, because they not going, these labels don't want to develop people no more, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They want what's hot already, bro. You know
I see.
Saying?
Yo, listen, I talked to NBA Youngboy's manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the dude, I think, at Atlantic, right? And like, he does kind of like the publishing, right? And he said, and I asked him this question, and I said, yo, like, would you sign, if you found this artist, he's the hardest motherfucker ever. Like he just blew you off your feet, but he has 5,000 followers. He said, fuck no.
Yeah.
Not touching him. I said.
I mean, there's some people that will fuck with you, you know, if you got good relationships. That's like where my business model comes, like I'm building these great relationships with people, you know, to where they could fuck with somebody like that that has no following, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But 95% of the time, motherfuckers gotta have a name, bro.
Yeah.
Some type of buzz in their city.
For sure.
Some type of view, some type of 100K views, something like that you can bring.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Rochelle, so like, last question, man. What's the industry plan?
Industry plan?
Yeah.
What do you mean industry plan?
Like, look. So, like, people, like, for example, rapper would just pop off. Like, for example, like, people say the Ice Spice, the Munch Girl, Marae, et cetera, this.
She blew up fast. Ice Spice?
Yeah.
She blew up fucking fast.
Right. And people will say, yo, she's an industry plant because of how fast she, you know, blew up, right? So, like, what's an industry plant? And, like, two is, like, how can you tell?
Shit, bro. I don't know. Some people are just going to blow up fast like that.
Yeah.
You can't really control that.
You might put
somebody's shit out and that should get a million views overnight. You don't know, bro. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, like, everyone's different, dog. But yeah. I really believe in longevity takes time, bro. Like, like you want to be in this shit for a while, like, you got to really take your time building this shit. You notice the greatest artists out here took years to get famous, bro.
Absolutely.
Years, bro. Like, the people that have lasted the longest, you know, have been doing this shit for years.
No, that's a fact.
And the people that fell off the fastest blew up overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Come on now, dog. It's better to do it, build over time, bro. At least from what I've seen in my experience, I feel like, take your time with this shit.
Man, bro, listen, bro.
And be patient.
Bro, I definitely agree, man. Yo, Flip, bro, it's been a fucking pleasure, bro. Listen, we definitely got to have you on the Monday show, you feel me? Because we do it from 6 to 8 every Monday. Yo, also, too, yo, we got to link up for like, listen, me, you, and bring that nigga, too, right?
Yeah.
Bro. I'm trying to come live and tell niggas how trash they shit are.
Let's do it, bro.
Bro, I gotta be there. For me, man, like, bro, I'm trying to tell these niggas that this shit is garbage. You feel me?
Hot pickle juice, bro. Garbage pickle juice, bro. I be telling people this shit, man. Like, look, dog, if your music sucks and you, look, man, first of all, for the people that don't know,
yeah.
I got a live music review podcast I do every week on my YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
You go to my YouTube. I used to do it on Twitch.
DJ Flip on YouTube.
I used to do it on both, but I like I built a big Twitch following. Now I'm converting it to YouTube. That's why it's building up again. But I switch it to YouTube, bro, and I do these shits weekly and I review your music. And then we fly people out. Like the hottest songs, we give people a free package deal. They come to my studio.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So if you got a hot ass song, you know, if you submit your music and we listen to it and we fuck with it, you might come to my studio for free.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? Get a music video shot and get the whole thing. I'll interview you and shit, all that. Cause I got my own podcast too. I'll put you on the show, all that. Cause you know, I show love to the upcoming artists. That's like my main thing, bro, is the upcoming artists. Fuck working with the big famous people.
Mm-hmm.
I like working with the upcoming artists, bro. You know, and it's like not that I'll work with you, sit with you in the studio one on one, cause it's not really what I do.
Yeah.
But my team, it's like a whole team thing, bro. I have the best engineers, the best producers, the best studio, best equipment, hundreds of thousands of
best
dollars.
Best podcasters.
Everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, dog.
Come
so, you know, we give it all to you. All you got to do is submit your fucking song. Go to my Instagram, ask me how, or go to my YouTube, watch the stream. It's simple, but that's how we do this shit. It's a live music review podcast. And if your shit sucks, remember this, if your music sucks, we going to tell you it sucks. There ain't no shame in my game.
Absolutely.
We going to tell you, even if you can follow me, block me, I don't care. I done lost viewers, subscribers, because I tell people they should suck. I done told 300 people in
you
a row.
You got to be honest.
Bro, it is what it is, but there's people I love watching this shit because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
like me.
Exactly. They love watching it because we keep it real. And if your shit's fire, we're going to tell you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, again, man. It's no cap in this man's rap. You feel me, man? No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. We are out of here, folks. Peace.